97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. You can watch the USA men's curling team compete against Norway during the Olympics at the Tri-City Curling Club this Sunday and try out curling while you're there. The event is from noon to 3 p.m. on February 15th in Wisconsin Rapids. Club members will be there to discuss the game and strategy. You don't need any experience to try curling. The event is free, and you just need to bring clean, rubber-soled shoes and warm clothing that's easy to move around in. The Tri-City Curling Club is located at 131 Hurley Street in Rapids. All Clark County snowmobile and winter ATV trails on public and private lands will close at 6 a.m. on Sunday. Thorpe Snow Raiders trails are already closed as of 6 a.m. on Thursday, and trails remain closed for the Nielsville Granton Trailbusters. You can contact the Clark County Forestry and Parks Department for current trail information at 715-743-5140. February is National Heart Month. The American Red Cross is asking people to show how much you care by taking a Red Cross first aid CPR and AED class. Only about one-third of adults in the U.S. say they feel confident and ready to act if someone goes into cardiac arrest. Having the knowledge and confidence to act can triple someone's chances of surviving cardiac arrest. You can visit redcross.org to find a class in your area. There's only one more week to wait for the annual Port Edwards Knights of Columbus drive-through fish fry. Beginning on Friday, February 20th, you can get a fish fry to take home for $14 with all the fixins. Next week, they'll be serving from 3 to 6 p.m. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
A new deal for Murphy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have signed manager Pat Murphy to a new three-year contract extension after leading the team to the playoffs the past two seasons. The Brewers host the Cleveland Guardians tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 in their first Cactus League action. Murphy asked what positions are open competitions.
I mean, I'd like to say everywhere, but we've got some guys that have the right it factor, you know, that what we have to do is keep them hungry.
At the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's hockey team beat Canada 2-1 to win the gold medal. Former Badgers Hillary Knight scored late in the third period to send the game into overtime.
We came out a little slow in the first, started to pick up momentum in the second. The third, when you have a one-goal deficit against Canada, great team, you have to find the back of the net. You can also run out of time against a great team. So fortunate that we have an amazing squad to be able to get the job done.
NBA, the Bucks back in action tonight against the Pelicans in New Orleans with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Snow will continue pretty good through about mid to late morning. Then it will end. It'll be mostly cloudy here through the day, but we could get another couple of inches, maybe even a little more in spots here by the time it winds down. High today, 33. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 20. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.